Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Chaim Hillowitz. Meseches Sota has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel Le'iloi Nishmas, Ephraim Eliyahu Ben Yosef and Chana Bas Shmuel Halevi.
Soto Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara here relates the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel regarding whether if a person is allowed to or is a preference of marrying a Duma or a Bas Duma, who is first, should a person marry the Duma? That was the opinion of Shmuel, or should the person marry only the Bas Duma? That's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who the Gemara says we paskin like. Before we explain that's in Pshat in the Machlokas and the Svaras in the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, we'll note there would appear to be a Machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam as to how to teach the words in the Gemara of Yisa or Al Yisa. Is the Gemara simply saying a preference? In other words, if a person has a choice of marrying a Duma or a Bas Duma, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel argued about which should he prefer first. But la'olam, either one, even if a person has no other choice, then the other woman, even the second choice, would be mutaris. Or no, is the Gemara saying heter ve'iser? Is the Gemara, when the Gemara says yisa, it means that it's mutter to do it, and the Gemara says lo yisa, it means it's usser to marry this other woman. The Rashi in the Maskel v'Tizbra seems to be pretty clear that the Gemara is simply saying a preference, that if a person has no other woman to marry but these two, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel debated which of these two he should prefer, which he should give precedent to. As well, this is the mashmos of the Meiri. The Meiri says that a person should be nizhar from marrying either of these women if he's Yirei Shamayim, but it's only as a heroes that if he has no other choice, the Meiri implies he would be allowed to marry either of these women, even the second one in the list, Kafi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, respectively. However, the Rambam, when he discusses the Psak of Rabbi Yochanan, who held that a person may marry the Bas Duma, the Rambam is clear that it's mutter l'charchila to marry her. And that's how he touched the word Yisa in the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying it's mutter, there's no problem b'chlal. Whereas on the other end of things, when the Gemara says Al Yisa, the Duma, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rambam says that we're choshesh la mishim zona. That means that there's an iser for a man to marry this woman if the woman is a chashash zona. And certainly this is not applied to a person as Yisrael, because there's no iser for a man who's a Yisrael to marry a zona. Therefore, the Mefarshim said the Rambam must be referring to a kohen. That if the man is a kohen, then there's an iser for him. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said Al Yisa Duma. There's an iser for him to marry her because of the possibility that she was a zona in her past. She doesn't have a cheses kashrus, like the Gemara says. So essentially, this machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam that we discovered as to whether the Gemara is saying iser v'heter, the Gemara just saying a preference, really gives way to two nafkaminas. Number one, when the Gemara says Yisa, the Bas Duma, because as the Gemara explains, Rov Bilos Achar Bal, is the Gemara saying Heter, that's Mudal Chachila to do that, that's what the Rambam held, whereas Rashi implies that even though you can be Somech on it, but it's not Heter L'Chachila, as well as when the Gemara says Al Yisa, the Duma, is the Gemara referring to a coin at Yisrael, the Rambam who learned that Yisra and Al Yisa in the Gemara were saying Isra V'Heter, he was forced to learn that the Al Yisa was referring to a coin, and that's why the Gemara is saying an Isser, Misham the Chashash Zona, that Rabbi Yochanan felt, whereas, according to Rashi, the Al Yisa need not mean an Isser, it might only mean a preference, and therefore the Gemara could be referring even to a Yisrael, like the more Pashav Shah in the Gemara. Now, in terms of the Etzem Machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, so the Pashas of the Gemara, when the Gemara justifies the Tam for Rabbi Yochanan by saying, Rov Bi'ilos Achar Habal, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan matir Adil Chachila, according to the Rambam, or at least as the preference, according to Rashi, for the man to marry the Bas Duma, we're not choishesh that the Bas Duma is a mamzeres because of the Rov of Bi'ilos Achar Habal. The Pashas that Shmuel argues with that Rov, this is the implication of Tosus, the Ramasal Rov as well, that Shmuel didn't have this Rov to rely on. He wasn't a Somech on the Rov of Rov Bilas Achar Bal. We'll see momentarily, perhaps in Rashi, this might not be legamri true, but that's certainly the pashtus of the Imhalach of the Shak Vatar of the Gemara. So what then is the Machlokas? What's the Yisod of the debate here between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel? So based on the Sefer Dvar Shol, we can suggest that, as Shmuel said, Shmuel is concerned about Tipa Psula. That was the Lashon of the Gemara. Rashi seems to be regarded as Bia Psula. But Shmuel seems to be concerned about a problem which happened in the past. In other words, we're not simply concerned about the future possible behavior of the woman based on her previous history, based on her reputation. We're worried about a problem that was introduced into the etzem status of the woman, which cannot be fixed. And therefore, Shmuel says, look, even if it's true that the woman was married and perhaps that the child came from the Baal, but there's a possibility that it didn't come from the Baal. There's a possibility it came from a Tipa Psula. And that problem, if it's here, cannot be solved. So even if you have a halachic smach to say Rov Bilasach Harbel, Shmuel is not willing to rely on that, because Shmuel says that the possibility of psul still exists. Therefore, Shmuel says either it's usur or do not prefer to marry the Bas Duma. Whereas when it comes to the Duma herself, the woman herself who was previously in her past had a bad reputation, there is a call about her that she was Mizaneh, but the man can be someh, since this is a question of the future. He's now going to undertake to marry this woman who, even though she had a reputation, perhaps now when she's tachtav, she won't be Mizaneh. And once this woman is married to him, he can be mashkech in her, he can be mefakech to make sure everything's okay, and he'll be able to keep his hand on the pulse to find out what's going on. But if she is in fact Mizaneh tachtav, he'll be able to do his best to find out. Therefore, Shmuel says it's better, or it's mutter even perhaps, to be able to get in that situation of a woman who has a bad reputation, but there's no iser that was created based on that, and therefore to be somich in the future, a person can be mashkiach and find out, be mefakeach, to be aware that there won't be any mechsholim which will come out as a result of this decision. Therefore, Shmuel concluded that it's better to be the Duma who might, there's a chashash, it might be mezana tachto, but there's no problem in her past which would make her usher today, as opposed to the Bas Duma, that if in fact she came from a man who is not a father who is not the Baal of the Duma, then the woman herself, the child is psula, and something can be done about that. And therefore Shmuel said to marry the Duma first. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, Rabbi Yochanan said, look, if you have a rov bilas achar baal, you have a halachic smach, you have a halachic, something to rely on to be able to say that you can assume the woman is the daughter is kshera. You can assume that the daughter came from the father and therefore is a bas kshera. And since the halacha itself sanctions giving you something to rely on, so Rabbi Yochanan said you should go with that. And according to Rambam, as we mentioned, Rambam says you can go with the even lachatchila you can be somech on this rov. Mashenken, when it comes to the Duma herself, Rabbi Yochanan felt, even though it's true, like Shmuel said, there's a chashash in the future, there's a chashash that you theoretically can guard yourself from, you could be mashkiachan. The halacha gives you nothing to be somichan, to assume she won't be mezana. And that's the lashon of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, ein lacheskes kashrus. What he meant is, you don't have a chazaka, you don't have any halachic smach, halachic status, which would allow you to say, to assume that the woman will be okay, the woman will not be machshi in your future. So even if you can rely on yourself and safeguard yourself, since there's nothing halachic, there's no chazaka, which you can fall back upon, which halacha sanctions this and says this is okay, and condones what you're going to do. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, it's better to marry the daughter, the Bas Duma, who is a rove, something which has a chazakah, which you can be somechan. That's the pshat al pi the tevet varshol, which we can say to understand the lumdus of the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. Now, certainly the pashas of the Gemara, the fact that the Gemara refers to rove bi'ilos achar habal, it would seem quite clear that the Duma in question of the Gemara, the woman who is allegedly mizan of the Gemara, is referring to an Eish HaSish. That's the idea. She's married, and therefore there is rove bi'ilos achar habal. And the question is, the pashas, as we mentioned, do we rely on that rove or not regarding the status of the child? There seems to be a problem assuming this based on Rashi. Rashi never maskil v'zuba bia psula. He's explaining the shita of Shmuel, why Shmuel said that the person should not marry the Bas Duma. Rashi writes, Shema me'ovir kechovim o mamzer, that the bia psula might have come from a guy or a mamzer. Now this Rashi is very difficult, because if the woman presumably is a Eish HaSish, as you mentioned, the pashas of the Gemara, so then why does it matter if the alleged boyel, the person who the woman might have been mizana with, is a goy or is a mamzer? Any person other than the husband who would be mizana with this woman would create a psul on the child. And therefore, why should we care if the man's a mamzer, not a mamzer? Why does Rashi go out of his way to stress that the woman is the alleged boyel was a guy or a mamzer, which would create a psul in the child? Or anyway, so long as the father is not the husband, the child will be a psul. This question is raised by the Keren Ora, and he offers no teretz. And the Sefer Teretz Kenosi as well raises this problem in Rashi. He suggests maybe Rashi was just coming to explain that Shmuel could also be true about a penuya, even though it's true the Gemara is behechrich, has to be talking about Eish HaSish, but Rashi is giving a svara why Shmuel's chashash on the Bas Duma would even be true if the Duma in question was not married, was a penuya. However, the Chasam Sofer, the Tshuva, points out this is quite difficult to say that Rashi even was assuming that the case might also have been talking about a penuya, and that's based on a big machlokas achronim that there is an Evan HaEzer Simen Dalet. The achronim there ask a stira from our Gemara. The Gemara says that we're choshesh for this nus of the Bas Duma or the Duma, and a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin, Naf Pei Tes, seems to say that if there's a kol, the woman is mezana, we disregard the kol, we don't have any chashashos, we don't change the status of this woman whatsoever based on the rumors which seem to be flying around about her. The Chacham very bothered, the Chacham stira between the sugyas over here in Sota and the sugya in Gittin, Naf Pei Tes. So the Bach over there in Simen Dalid offers a teretz. He says that Gemara there in Gittin is discussing a penuya, discussing a woman who's not married. In regard to a penuya, so then the rumor, we take the rumors less seriously because the implications are not as strong, and people are more prepared to spread rumors about a woman who, anyway, the consequences of the rumor isn't so terrible. Even if she's a penuya, it's not going to affect her long-term status, and therefore people are faster to spread rumors. Masha Einkein, when it comes to an Eishus Ish, that's what our Gemara is talking about. Our Gemara is discussing an Eishus Ish. If there's rumor an Eishus Ish, the Bach says, since people know that any deviation from her husband will cause her to become Osman, and her husband will have serious consequences, so people think twice before they spread the rumor, and therefore if the rumor is in fact going around, then there's a very strong Raglai Medover that the rumor is true, and that's why we take the rumor seriously, and we're Choshesh for it to make her a Chashash Zona. The Taz, who is the Bach's son-in-law, takes issue with the Bach. He says, "Sarhu ipcha," that the svar should be exactly the opposite. The kfei kapti inshia eshesish imi misachekas and macherim umiranan acharei tfei. That because the violation, the aveira of an eshes ish, if in fact she is mizaneh, is so much more serious, is so much more chamor, so then rumors get started more quickly. Even if the woman does the slightest thing, even if she is seen talking to another man or is seen doing something of a pritzos, people already start talking because they know that it's a very serious thing for an Eishes Ish to be mizaneh. Therefore, if anything, the opposite is true. We should faster disregard the rumor of an Eishes Ish because it will get started even on the smallest piece of news as opposed to the call about a penuya. And a penuya, because the implications aren't as terrible, the consequences aren't as chamor, so therefore, if in fact there is a call which is going around, we should take it more seriously and assume that it's based more in reality. That's the Taz's pickbook on the Bach. And therefore, the Taz offers another teres answer to the stira. All the Achronim discusses stira the chelkas mechokek the Shmuel, all offer different teres. And then the Chasam Sofer over there in the Tshuva makes references to machlokas, and he goes through all the other truths that the Achronim offered. They made chilukim based on what the content of the kol is, based on how long, how persistent the kol is, all different chilukim. The Chasam Sofer, going through the sugya, shows how the lashon of the Rishonim and the Torah Shulchan Aruch is not mashma like the other chilukim, and his maskana is that the correct answer to this question is the Mach Teretz that the Gemara and Gittin is discussing, a penuya where our Gemara is discussing Eishes Ish. Therefore, he says, if it's true that our Gemara has to be discussing Eishes Ish and not a penuya, so we cannot say the teretz along the lines of the Torah's Kanoas that Rashi wanted to explain Shmuel to also be including a penuya. Because in a case of a penuya, if the Bach is right, the halacha of the Gemara is not true. We are not choshesh bichlal for the kol, for the rumor of the Duma in the sugya that we're discussing by us, if the woman's a penuya. That's what the Gemara in Gittin said, that in the case of a kol and a penuya, we're not choshesh for this, no subklal. And therefore, we have to explain, only be talking about Eishes Ish in order for us to explain the din of the Gemara. So we cannot say Rashi is also talking about a penuya. The answer is not tenable. Moreover, the Chasam Sofer says, Mineu Bein Arsigya cannot be that we're discussing a penuya in addition to an Eishes Ish, because if there's a possibility that Shmuel is talking about a penuya, so how did the Gemara know to make machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel? Why did the Gemara say, Mar Omer Chadu, Mar Omer Chadu, Velo Pligi, that which Shmuel said, it's better to marry the Duma, not the Bas Duma, that's because Shmuel is talking about a penuya. And when regards to a penuya, we'll faster let him marry the penuya, who we can be so much that once she gets married, she'll become more serious, she won't be Mizana Tachas or Baal, even if she was Mizana when she was single, as well now the Baal can watch her, as opposed to her child, which there was a chashash of a mamzeris or a goy or something like that, being the father. Therefore, that's what Shmuel said, prefer the woman and not her daughter. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan, who said, prefer the daughter, not the woman, because Rabbi Yochanan was discussing a Baal Eishes Ish. And about a Baal Eishes Ish, we have the smach of Rav Bila Sachar Bel. So if there was a possibility of our Gemara also discussing a woman who's a penuya, how did the Gemara know to make mechlal and machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel? Therefore, the Chasam Sofer says, we must conclude that the Gemara is only talking about Eishes Ish, not a penuya. And the question of Rashi stands, why does Rashi have to come on to say that there's a chashash, that the boil was a goy or was a mamzer? Why don't we say anyone who was not the husband, if he was the father, that would create mamzer? So the Chasam Sofer offers a partial teretz to this question, at least that which Rashi said, that the potential person is a goy. And he's been diking the lashon of Shmuel himself. Shmuel's lashon, when he said why he prefers that the man should marry the Duma, not the Bas Duma, was not because the Bas Duma might be a mamzeres, but because the Bas Duma is ba mitipa psula. The implication being they were not mamish concerned for psul, that the child herself is in fact a psul, someone who's usher to marry, but because the bia that brought about the conception of the bas duma might have been bipsul and not bikashrus. And the Chasam Sofer says that really what's going on behind Shmuel Shita is Shmuel does agree to some degree to the rov of Rov Bilas Acharabal. He does hold that there is a rov. However, because of the possibility of the Tipa Psula, because of the possibility that the father was in fact not the husband of someone else, Shmuel says stay away from the Bas Duma. And Rashi picked up on this, and that's what Rashi said. There is a possibility that the man who was the boil, even if it wasn't the father, but it was a goy. What's the mile of it being a goy? Because Shmuel is the Baal Hashita, as Rabbi Kiyager also points out in Hashita, who holds that in a goy, whose Baal Bas Yisrael, even if the Bas Yisrael is an Eshes Ish, as we're discussing in our Sigya, as the Chasam Sofer proved, the child is kosher, the child, even though the child is Pagam Lakuna, but the child is not a Mamzer. And therefore, the Chashash that Shmuel had would also have covered a case of where the Baal is a Goy, where the Boil is a Goy, in which case the Boil being a Goy does not make a Mamzer. So now we have it sad, either that the father is the husband, rather, is the father of this child, or we have it said that it was a guy who was the father of this child. And Shmuel said, therefore, it's only a chashash psula. It was any bami tipa kshera, it's bami tipa psula. And that's enough, as to say, to prefer to marry the duma and not the bas duma. So in essence, Rashi was medayik the lashon of the Gemara. When the Gemara said tipa psula, it was coming to show that Shmuel was aware that the Arutz told him here that this child is, in fact, not a mamzer. Either the father is, in fact, the husband himself, or even if not, but the father might be a guy who does not create mamzer. It only creates a tipa psula. It's only something which is not babi kashrus. It's something to not prefer. It's something to run away from and therefore marry the duma herself, but it's not mamzer mamzer. So this explained why Rashi would have binokate the lashon of the father being a guy. This will not explain the second half of Rashi, which Rashi says Rechoshesh that the father is a mamzer. Once L'chor Rechoshesh that the father might be someone who's not the husband or a guy, any person, whether he's a mamzer or not, will create a mamzeris mamish and the child. Therefore, it's still difficult to understand why Rashi said that echetim. So that's L'chor still sarachian, like the Karen Ora left this Rashi. In any event, we see in the sugya here Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. We saw Machlokas Rambam and the Rashi as to whether the Gemara is Yisra or Lo Yisra is a heter of Isra. That was Rashi, the Rambam's opinion, or whether it's simply a preference. There is no Isra, it's a question of Zahiris, which is first, which one should get precedence to. The Etzem Machlokas in Rosh Yochanan and Shmuel will explain based on the Sefer Dvar Shol with whether or not it's better to use the Smach Hilchati that we have, or it's better to use the, better to be choshed for the possibility of a psul in the past that cannot be fixed, whereas a chashash in the future one can be safeguard himself from. We also uncovered a difficulty in Rashi that Rashi seemed to explain our Gemara, to be talking about a case of a pnuya. We proved based on the Bach and the Chasam Sofer as well that that cannot be, to Ibn Yashiv, the Gemara in Gittin, and also Mineo Benar Sigi. It's difficult to say that we're talking about a pnuya, and we offer at least a partial teretz for Rashi based on the Chasam Sofer that the chatzat, the tzad of being a goy, was only enough to make a tipa psula. That's the lashon of Shmuel. And Shmuel's not really choshesh for mamzeres mamish, but he was only choshesh for the bia that conceived this child to be one of psul. And that's why Rashi said the choshesh that the boil was a goy. The Gemara in the Hemshech discusses the case of a duma who's prutza b'yoser, who shows an exceeding amount of prutzas. And the Gemara deshaila by the child of this prutza b'yoser, is this child muteres or not? The Gemara says it's Tolayan, the Machlokas, whether or not an Isha Misaberes, only Samach Levesta, or Samach Letfilasa. If we say Samach Levesta, then the husband doesn't know when that will be, and therefore he cannot watch his wife and to make sure she is not Mizana during the time she can become pregnant, and therefore we are Choshish for the blood. That the Baal can be Shomer and his wife, the Gemara is Mistapik, whether or not he'll be successful if she's Prutza B'Yoser. Now, it would seem there's a Machlokas Rishonim here. What's the presumption with regard to the Prutza B'Yoser? Do we still have the Rov B'Ilas Achar Baal in her example or not? Rashi, in the Vermaschel, Haisa Prutza B'Yoser, seems like the Gemara is at least Mitzadeid that we do not even have a Rov. When the woman is so Prutza, then there isn't even the presumption of the Rov B'Ilas Achar Habal. This as well as the Psak of the Trumas Hadeshin. However, the Beis Shmuel and Simen Dalet of Katan Chavav quotes in several Rishonim, according to the Bahag and others, who imply that even regarding a Prutza B'Yoser, the Rov B'Ilas HaCharabal still is in effect. If that's the case, what is the Gemara's question? If we still have the Rov B'Ilas HaCharabal, why is the Gemara mistapik about the Prutza B'Yoser if there is a Rov? So there may be nafkamina regarding the question of the Chatchila. As we saw earlier, the Rambam says in a normal Bas Duma, where it's not Prutza B'Yoser, you can be somech on the Rov, even Lechatchila, to marry the Bas Duma. Here, according to these Rishonim, according to the Bahag, it might be that here they know. The Gemara is Mitzadei to say that Lechatchila, one should not marry the Bas Prutza B'Yoser, even though there is a Rov, because the Miyat, the Tzad of the Miyat, is so strong that the possibility that there's a father who is not the husband, is something to be choshesh for, then lechatchila one should not rely on the rove. The Beis Shmuel there continues and suggests that a pasul nafka mina between Rashi and the Bahag might be gabe b'di'evet, if a person already married the bas of the prutza b'yoser, should he divorce? According to Rashi, that the Gemara has a strong tzad, certainly with the man Omar, that eini shemisaberes el samach levesta, and even with the other man Omar, the Gemara is mistapik, that the, in fact, we don't even have a rov b'il sachar bal, so then, l'chora, even with the evidence, if the man married the woman, the bas prutza b'yoser already, is a tzad he should divorce her, because of there's a very strong possibility that she's a mamzeres. Whereas, according to the Bahag, in his opinion, that we still have a rov b'il zachar bal, so it could be that it's only an afkamina l'gabe l'chatchila. But l'gabe b'di eved, we will still allow the child, we still will presume that the rov is correct, and we will allow a man to stay married to the bas prutza b'yoser. And this, in fact, is the psak of the Ramah over there in Siman Dalet, Sif Tazvav, b'shem the Maharam, Mipadva. Now, the Rambam would appear to have another shita regarding our sugya. The way is at least the way the Mahri Vail understands the Rambam. The Rambam implies that the same iser that there is on the mother, if the mother is a prutza b'yoser, also gets passed over to the vlad. Now, as we already discussed, the Rambam seems to say that the iser, the chashash iser that is in our sugya, that should be chal on the mother on the duma, is the iser zona lekoin, that rechoshesh she's a zona lekoin in as much as she was allegedly mizana. The implication of the Rambam, therefore, is that as well, the chashash on the child is an iser lekoin, that the woman, the child, should be considered a chalala in as much as she came from a bia asura to a kahuna. And this, in fact, is how the aforementioned Beis Shmuel cites the Mahri Vail, that he understands in the Rambam that the chashash in our Gemara is only a chashash legabe a kohen and not a chashash of mamzerus legabe all people. Now, on the face of it, this opinion of the Mahri Vail seems to be extremely difficult, because since the Gemara in the Hemshech is tola et shaila on whether or not the man can be mintar to his wife, he can make sure to ensure that she'll not become pregnant from another man, only from him. So it seems pretty clear that the only concern we have is that the woman will be mizana and then become pregnant from the iznus, and the child will be a mamzeres. But if the woman will be mizana during a different part of the month, during a time which is not samach l'tfilasa or samach l'vesta, that doesn't concern us. But if, as the Mahri Vail seems to imply, we're discussing whether or not the child is going to be Chalala is going to be Asur Lekuhuna, that will lechol be true no matter when the Isha is Mizana. So long as if the Isha is married to a Kohen, and now she is Mizana, so now she becomes Asur Lebaila. And even if now they have a child, or the father of the child is a Kohen, still that child will be a Chalala, because the woman was Nival to a man who was Asur to her. How can the Mahri Vail say that the whole Chashash is Chashash Zona on the child, just like it's on the mother? Hooray, once the Bia will take place at any time in the month, there'll be a chashash zona. And the Gemara's mash, we're only concerned about the Bia that led to pregnancy, the Bia that is in fact the Boel is the father of this child in question. Then we have chashash of mamzeris. But with regarding the chashash of the child being a chalala, being a srila kuna, that will be true no matter when the issue would be mizana. So this is, in fact, a very difficult question. The Noda B'Huda asks this question on the Mahri Vail, and he says that kol haboy machar be Shmuel nilu kochach melev limsa pisaron liyashiv dvarav hadivrei Mahri Vail, that all the chachamim raises difficulty and we're not able to find a solution to understand how the Mahri Vail learned the Gemara. The Buddha suggests perhaps the Mahri Vail understood that the Gemara is in fact talking about Isra Lekuhuna, but does not mean the Isra of Zona Lekuhuna. It doesn't mean the Isra because the woman was nivala lapasala and then the child would be a halala was Isra Lekuhuna. It means the chashash mamzerus that might come because the father is not the husband is strong with regard to a kohen. In other words, as we explained earlier, the Rambam might hold like the Bahag that we still maintain rov bilas achar abal even with regard to a prutza b'yoser. So the rov, at least in theory, b'di'evid, still exists. The question that the Gemara had, according to the Mahri Vail, was, do we say the regard to a kohen, we should be more machmir, even though there's a rov that says that the child is not a mamzer. But with regard to a kohen, perhaps it should be more machmir, since in general the Torah is more machmir with regard to what type of women it lets kohana marry, perhaps we should be more machmir, not rely on the rov with regard to a kohen, if the woman is prutza b'yoser. So even though it's true, the subject of Issa the Gemara was a kohen, just like on the mother, as Rambam said, as you explained earlier, so too on the child, the subject of the Issa was kohen, but the tzad Issa, the shame Issa was different. With regard to the mother, the shame Issa was a zona, because she was nivola lapasala, and that was irrespective of whether she became pregnant from that znos. With regard to the child, here the Gemara suffix, we're only regarding mamzeris, we're afraid that the father of the child is the mizana, And then we are more choshesh, if it's not to more choshesh, even though there is a rov, to see with regard to a coin, to be more choshesh that the child is a mamzeres. So to sum up, the shit is here in the Gemara Prutza Bioser. Rashi and the Trumas Adeshen held that here we don't have the rov, and the Pashas, the Gemara was asking about mamzeres even for a non-coin. The Rosh and the Bahag held that no, even with regard to a Prutza Bioser, there is a rov of a Bilsa Harabal, and the Gemara Shaila seemed to be only Begabe Elechatchila. Belgabed the Eved, the Beit Shmuel wrote, we would not say that the child is a mamzeres because there still is a rov. The Rambam, apparently, as the Maharival understood him, learned the Gemara was regarding the kashrus of the child regarding kahuna. The Achronim, including the Behuda, asked on this Maharival and the Beit Shmuel who brought him, how can that be? Writes, Mvor and the Gemara were concerned who the father is and not whether or not the woman was Nivola Lapasala, which would create a halala in the child. Here, the note would be answered, perhaps, that it's true that we're choshesh for a mamzer, but we're only choshesh for a mamzer regarding a coin. For a coin, we're more machmer to say that even though there's a rove, perhaps it should be choshesh that the child came from a bias nos, and then the child is a mamzeres, but only regarding kahuna. One more ha'ara on this sugya, the Gemara seems to be pretty clear that the man d'amar that holds that an isha is only misaberes, samach l'tfilasa, it only means samach l'tfilasa. In other words, there's machlokas mina kotza l'kotza. The first man number held that a woman is only misaberes around the time of her vest, and therefore the man has no way of predicting that when that's going to be, and he is therefore not able to watch her, and he cannot make sure that she'll not be mizana at the time when she's liable to come pregnant. Whereas man number holds samach l'tfilasa held that that's only the time of the month a woman can become pregnant, and therefore the man knows when the tefillah is and can be shomer on his wife in the days following the tefillah in order to make sure she's not mezaneh during the time frame that it shall be possible for her to get pregnant. And Tosfos in our sugya in different Maschal Liba, as well as the Tosfos in Nida Daf Yud that Rabbi Kivi Eger in the Gilui Hashas refers us to, does limit this somewhat. He says it's not an absolute impossibility for the woman to come pregnant respectively according to Ichman the Amar during the other times of the month. The Gemara just means al pi rov, that rov of the times in which the woman will become pregnant, lefi Ichman d'Omar, is the time that he held. And it's only a miyut the other times that the possibility exists for the woman to become pregnant. And therefore, we didn't take into account the other miutim of times during the month the woman can become pregnant. That's why the Gemara Cheshbon work under the assumption that the Iker time, the main time in which women can become pregnant is either Samach Levest or Samach Letfilasa, Fi Yishman Da'omer, respectively. And that's how the Shak Tire of the Gemara proceeded under that assumption that that's the Iker and the Rov window in which we have to worry about, in which we have to be concerned. However, the Marsha in the Nida, in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, in the Chiddush HaGadol there, where this Gemara is also cited, goes one step further. He suggests that the Man D'Amar Samach L'Tfilasa was not saying only the only time of the month that the woman can become pregnant is Samach L'Tfilasa, but he was adding a time. He was saying, I agree to the first Man D'Amar that the Samach Levest is one of the possibilities of time when the woman can become pregnant. He was adding on as well the time of Samach L'Tfilasa. And Rabbi Tzal Ranschberg, both in his Hagos on the side of the Gemara there, in Nida Daf Lamed Aleph, as well as in his Sefer on Nida, the Chochmas Betzalel, is Mitameya Ma'ud on the Marsha, both from the content of our sugya and from the Lashon. He says, all right, the Gemara is a Chor Mavur, that we only have a Shaila, Lefi the Man Amar Samach L'Tfilasa, because the Baal can be Mintarle, because the Baal can watch his wife as Samach L'Tfilasa. If that Man Amar agreed that there's another possibility in the time of the month that she can become pregnant, that's Samach L'Vesta, so then the Gemara lost the whole Tzad. Because of the possibility of Samach L'Vesta, the Baal cannot be Shomer his wife. And therefore, how can the Masha say that the Man Amar Samach L'Tfilasa agrees to the Man Amar Samach L'Vesta? It's clear in our Gemara that he's limiting the time of the month only to a time when the man can be Shomer his wife, and if he would agree, like the Masha said, that wouldn't be true. Also, the Lashon of the Gemara, is Ein Isha Misaberes Ela Samach L'Tfilasa. The most simple Mashmas is now like the Marasha. So in the Hemshech there is a big Arichas there of Sal Ranschberg in his Sefer. In the Hemshech there, he brings a possibility that even L'Fi the Marasha, there's Me'ena Sveik Sveika L'Fi the Manda Omer that holds Ein Isha Misaberes Ela Samach L'Tfilasa. And that is, even if there are two times in the month in which the woman can potentially become pregnant, and during one of those times, the Baal cannot watch his wife, but still, there's a possibility, even during that time, that the Baal is the father. And therefore, there's in essence, two tzadim, two possibilities, or two eventualities in which we can say the father is the husband, in fact. One is during this Zman HaTfila, then we assume the Baal at least the Gemara says tzad, that the Baal can be shomer his wife, and he can make sure that she's not going to be mizana during that time frame. And also, even during the window of Samach Levesta, where the Baal cannot be shomer her, but still the possibility exists that the father was, in fact, the husband, that there wasn't the mizana who was the father, but in fact, the husband was the father. And therefore, since there are two time windows in which the husband can be the father, and only one regarding the mizana, that's why the Gemara is mistopic to say that perhaps even a prutza b'yoser, we should be able to be told of the child on the father and not on the husband and not on the mizana, because he has two chances in which to be the father and not the mizana only has one chance during the Zalman Chlevesta. That's what his yishuv he offers perhaps in defense of the Marsha. But still, the lashon of the Gemara still remains difficult according to the Marsha's Havana. That's the conclusion of the Chachmas Betzalel. The Tosas and Amud Beis, the first Tosas in the fifth parak, essentially is a long quote of a Yerushalmi here in the Yerushalmi Masechah Sota. And there are several Yesodos that we can glean from examining many of the Dinim and the Shaka V'Tarei that Yerushalmi here discusses that we'd like to develop and examine. The first relates to the Braisa that Yerushalmi quotes that here Tosas refers us to. It says, Kishem Shahamayin Botkin Osa Al Kol Bia Ubia Shi Mekabelas Mi Baila La'achar Habayel Kach Hein Botkin Osa. That Yerushalmi indicates that the same way the woman is punished for every Bia that the man had with the Sota Be'isir after she became a Sota, similarly the Boel also suffers punishment for every Bia. Now the question jumps out, many Achronim pounce on this question, the Keren Oro, the Rashash, others. They ask, what does the Yerushalmi mean? The Yerushalmi seems to say that the woman will be nivdekes, will be a bedikas mesota, if the Baal was boil the Isha after she became a sota. And of course the question is, as we've had before, in this case the Baal is in a minuk mi'ovo, and if he's ba on the Isha after she's a sota, so the man is not minuk mi'ovo, in which case the mayan don't have koach b'chlal to be bodiker. How can the Yerushalmi say in this instance that the woman will not only be nivdekas, will be nivdekas for every single bia asura that the man, the habal, had with her? So the truth is, as the Keren Ora takes note, the Yerushalmi itself asked this question, not here, but in the first parak. There the Mishnah discussed the precautions that we take to ensure the baal is not bond the isha during the interim time between the stira and the hashkasa sota. And that the Yerushalmi asks from this brisa, which indicates that even if the man is bond the isha, still there will be bedikas me sota. And the Yerushalmi answers, there's a difference whether he's yoda or he's lo yoda. That's the lashon of the Yerushalmi. Now, the more pasha pshat in the Yerushalmi is, as the Keren Ora explains, the question is, does the man know that the woman was a sota or not? In other words, where the man is taking his wife to be mashker, and he's aware that there is kin of Vistira, and he's aware that she's ostered him. If then, in that situation, he's bought her, that's called enu nukmi avon, and the mesota don't have the koach to be bodek anymore. However, if the man didn't know, he wasn't aware the woman had stira, he wasn't yet informed of the stira, so then, and man is shogig, on the issur of being bought the sota. So then, that's not going to be in the oven. The oven b'shogeg that the man violates by being bought the sota after the stira, unknowingly, unwittingly, does not create a pagam in his ability to be mashker her, and he remains menukmi oven in order to be still be mashker. And that's what Arbraisa means, that the mayan will still be boltiker in that situation. The truth is, Karen Or notes, this was a sofik of Mishnah Melech, was mistapik on his own, if a man is born as Isha after she's a sota b'shogig, not knowing that she was a sota, is that mold in a minukumi oven or not? The Karen Or says, this Rishami will be pshitusa to that sofik that we see it is called minukumi oven. However, it would seem this pshat is not tenable to understand the Yerushalmi in this light, even though Lachar, that's the more Pashup Shah in the Yerushalmi, according to the Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Nun Ches, and on Kiddushin Daf Chav Zayin, Tosfos there writes that even if the man was ba on his wife Bishogeg after she was a Sota, he didn't know that she was a Sota and had Stira, and he was ba on her unwittingly. If he finds out that that Bia Asura had happened at the time of the Hashka, the Baal is already aware of the Isra that he did at the time that he wants to mashka her, then the mayan will no longer be bodiker, then he attains the status of eno of nukumi ovon. So according to Tosas is clear that even if the bia itself was done unknowingly, even if b'shogeg, but if he had a idea that on the aver that he did, on the Isra that he violated at the time of hashka, now the hashka is ineffective, he's bebechinas eno nukumi ovon. And Mishnah Melech, in fact, in that piece over there in Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, the Chasota says that Tosas is true lav dafka in the case of shogeg, but also in the case of mezid. If the man was bemezid and then did not know, forgot that he did the aver at the time of the hashka, then in fact the Mayan will still be Bodek, his wife. The Tosas is saying a chiddush either way, that whether the man is Shogeg or Mezer, the question is whether or not he knows at the time of the Ashkah that he did the Avera or not. Now, if Tosas tells us that even if the man is Bishogeg and he did not know at the time of the Bia, but he finds out at the time of the Hashka'ah that he did Aver, then he's considered Einu Menuk Mi'avon, so he cannot understand the Ar Yushalmi that says that Lo Yoda is a situation called Menuk Mi'avon, means that he did not know at the time of the Bia, because if he tells us it doesn't matter. Even if he didn't know at the time of the Bia, so long as he knew at the time of the Hashka'ah, he now becomes Einu Menuk Mi'avon. So the Rashash here points out, L'chore the Tosas and Yavamas, and in Kiddushin we'll have to learn that Lo Yada does not mean that he didn't know about the Isser. It means he didn't know at the time of the Hashka. At the time of the Hashka, he was not aware, and according to Mishamalach, even if he did it b'mezid, then he forgot as well. The same thing will be true. He didn't remember, he didn't know that he was over on the Isser. Then, for the meantime, it's considered Menuk Mi'avon, and the Mayim will be Bodiker. That's what Yerushalmi means when it says that it's Lo Yada. The Karen Ori says this is a Dochak. This is a somewhat difficulty in Tosas, but that's what Tosas will have to understand. The Yerushalmi, the Lo Yada does not mean he didn't know at the time of the Bia, but it means he didn't know at the time of the Hashkah, in which case, for the meantime at least, he's called Menuk Mi'avon. So to sum up, we have Yerushalmi that points out that not every time the Baal is Ba on the Isha after she becomes a Sota is he automatically Einu Menuk Mi'avon. If he's Einu Yodea, the Mayim will still be Bodiker. The Pasuk B'Shah, as Karen Or said, is going to be that it means the Baal didn't know that she was Asura, he did it B'Shogeg, in which case he retains the status of Menuk Mi'avon against the Suffolk of the Mishlam Melech. However, Lefi Tosas in Yavamas and Tosin Kiddushin, L'chor, we have to say that even if the man didn't know the time of the Bia, so long as he did know at the time of the Hashkah about the very he did, is considered Einu Menuk Mi'avon, they'll have to explain the Yerushalmi means that the man forgot or did not know at the time of the Hashkah that he was Einu Menuk Mi'avon. And since he did not know, the Mayim will still be able to be Bodek V'Sota. The Yerushalmi continues, and as an entire Shak V'Tarya, which deals with the question of whether or not the woman is usher to the Baal and or to the Boel in situations where either she or the Boel were Shogigin. We'll see, we'll go into the Pratim momentarily as to all the Tzadim and the Svaris as to when we should say the Isser comes as a result of Shogig and when it does not. But first, we'd like to explore the Etzim notion of Shogig, which the Yerushalmi is making reference to. We're already familiar that if the woman is an anusa, if the woman was forced to be nevelas to a man other than her husband, so if the husband is a Yisrael, not a Kohen, the woman remains mutter to her husband, she's not a sota, and that is learned from the pasuk of Ahilo Nitpasa. We had it beginning of the Masechta as well, we'll have it later, as well in the sixth parak, the Gemara darshins that if the woman was forced, was nensa, she does not become a surah to her husband. Now, it's clear in the Yerushalmi that the halacha of shogeges, that if the woman is a shogeg, is an equal halacha, is an equivalent halacha to halacha of anusa, that the woman does not become a surah. But what is the difference? What does it mean here that the woman is shogeges, and in what way can it be distinguished from onus? So the simple case of shogeges is the case that Rashi, at the bottom of Daf, Chof Ches Omen Aleph, describes. That is the case of a woman is not being forced, the woman is completely misratze to the maisa of the bia. The only thing is, she's not aware who the Boel is. She was under the impression, the misimpression, that the Boel was her husband. And in fact, the Boel is some other man, is someone who's being mezana with her. And since the woman didn't know, she had no intention at all to be mezana, she was under the impression she was having relations with her husband, that is considered shogeges, and that has the equivalent status of an anos, in which the woman remains muteris, again assuming her husband is not a kohen. However, there is another category of shogeg we're familiar with in Shas, and that is the category of Omer Mutter. In other words, that you're aware of the Maisa, you're aware of the Pratim and the facts which make up what the Maisa is. The woman is aware that the man she was being neveled to was not her husband. The only thing is, the woman is not aware of the Halacha. It was an Omer Mutter. The woman thought that it is not forbidden for a married woman to be Mizana with another man. The question is that considered a shogeg or not? The woman had a misimpression. She was under some kind of false impression or conception of what her responsibilities to her husband were. Does that make it that she's shogeges and she's muteris or not? So there's already an inkling to this in the Rambam. The Rambam, at the beginning of the end, rather, of Perek Gimel of Hilchos Sota, he refers us to a different pasuk to tell us that shogeg is muteris. As well as bringing the pasuk of Ones from the pasuk of Ahilo Nitpasa, Prat Lanusa, that the drasha the Gemara makes, the Rambam adds another drasha. There he says, Vatimol ma'al ba'isha, prat l'shogeges. That the pasuk, in referring to the sota's misdeeds, describes it as a mi'ila, that the woman is moel in her husband and is mizana, and that excludes the case of shogeg where she's not intending to be moel in her husband. Now, it's not clear both what the Rambam's makor for this drasha is, as well as what was the need for it. Why wasn't it enough to learn from the pasuk of Vehilo Nitpasa to tell us that the parsha of Sota is not said when the woman does not want to be mezana, the answer might lie in the Truvis Maharik. There's a very famous Truvis Maharik where he was asked this question: if a woman is Omer's mutter, she thinks it's mutter, she thinks the Torah didn't make it an Avera for a married woman to be mezana, does that initiate the parsha of Sota or not? Will that allow us to say she's mutaris to her husband or not? And the Maharik says there, La'nias dati nira, de ein lezud din shogeges lahatira labayla, that we cannot classify such a maisa of Omer Mutter as a shogeg. And Maharik explains why. Kim shi miskavenes limol ma'al ba'isha u'mizane tachtov. Even if the woman is under the impression that it's mutter, that the Torah didn't make this an avera, the Torah is not being makbed on this maisa as a of znus because it's an avera. The Torah is describing it as me'ila be'isha, as something which is showing unfaithfulness to her husband. And we see even non-Jews who have no conception of Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noach consider it a sin against one's husband for a woman to be unfaithful to him. There's a certain pact of marriage in which the agreement they make, the devotion they have to each other, is to not be mezana with others. And if a woman does this, even if she's under the impression that it's mutter to do that, but as far as her husband is concerned, as far as the kapeta de baal, certainly a deviation from him is something which is a sin against her husband. And therefore, since the Torah here seems to be makbid on the me'ila be'baal and the me'ila be'isha, that's a lashon hakra, and not the me'ila be'hashem, not because it goes against the Torah, Maharik says we cannot classify this as not being as nos that the Torah was describing. If that's the case, says the Maharik, when we have here our limud of shogeg, that shogeg is nisma'it from the parsha of Sotah, it only means the type of shogeg, as Rashi described it, where the woman was not intending michlal to be mezana, to deviate from her husband. She thought it was her husband, and she had a wrong impression. Really, the boil was someone else. But if the woman knew the boil was another man, she just thought that it was permitted for her to be mezana, the Torah didn't make it into a transgression for her to be mezana with another man, that's not enough. Even though for other areas of the Torah, Omer Mutter is considered shogeg, but here Omer Mutter will still be considered a me'ila in the baal, and that's what the Torah described in the parasha sota. The Torah was trying to say the woman, if the woman is mo'ila in the baal, then she's a sota from her husband, irrespective of whether she thinks it's an avera, doesn't think it's an avera. The fact that she is being mo'ila in the husband, that is the mahus, that is the chevtza of being a sota. And perhaps this is also what the Rambam is getting at. That's why the Rambam goes out of his way to write another pasuk, perhaps even without such a makor, for us to understand exactly what he means by shogeg. He doesn't mean a shogeg which would also include Omer Mutter. He only includes a shogeg which would be nismayit from ma'ala ba'ma'ala, where the woman really, genuinely, and authentically had no intention to be mezana. She thought it was her husband. But if the woman knew it wasn't her husband, and she just thought that the halacha sanctioned this ma'isa, that wouldn't be enough. That would still be considered a me'ila and her husband, as the Maharik writes, as he is sowed in Sota. Maharik says that the me'ila from the wife on her husband will exclude Omer Mutter from being shogeg, because l'maisa, at the end of the day, the woman is deviating and breaking the pact of faithfulness with her husband. As we mentioned, the Yerushalmi discusses the halacha of a case where either the boel or the sota, one of them was a mezid and one of them was a shogeg. What is the halacha regarding the ister leboel in this situation? The Yerushalmi indicates that with regard to the bedika of the mezota, whoever was mezid will be nivdak, even if the other party involved was a shogeg or was an ones. Still, the party who was a mezid, who was doing the verba mezid, will be nivdak ade the shtia. The Yerushalmi goes on and wants to know, what about in a situation where there wasn't yet shtia? Is there an iser boel that will be chal in a situation where either the woman was shogeg or the boel was shogeg? So the Yerushalmi first discusses the case of where the man, the boel, was a mezid and the woman was shogeges. And the Yerushalmi there says that the woman in that case is usher to the boel, because since the man was mezid and the bia, he did it as nus be'iser, even though the woman was shogeges or she was the osanusa for the same price, the man certainly incurs an iser of boel because he was mezid in this nus. That's Yerushalmi svara. Ef shalomer mezid ba, but amris hachin, certainly the iser boel will come in a situation where the man is mezid and the woman is shogeges. Then Yerushalmi says, in the opposite case, where the man was shogeg, thought it was his wife, and the woman is mezida, she knew she was being mezana. What about there? Do we say there that there is an iser on the boil? So the Gemara there says, well, since the woman was mezida, the woman knew what she was doing, she becomes usher on the baal. So certainly, even though the man was shogegas, certainly since the baal, the boil, is in fact the cause of the woman becoming usher on her husband, certainly it should make sense that the iser boil should also come along the same way she becomes usher to the baal in this situation. She should also become usher to the boil, even though the boil was not really at fault, he was a shogeg. So the Rishalmi says, in both of these situations, whether or not the boil was mezid and the woman was shogeg, or whether the boil was shogeg and the woman was mezid, in either of these situations, there will be an iser boil, the woman will become a surah on the boil. Now the pashtus in Rashi, at the bottom of Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph, it also indicates this way, that if either party was mezid, then there will be an iser boil. And that's because Rashi, when he discusses that case of shogeg, as we mentioned earlier, the case in which the woman was shogeg, she was under the impression that the boil was her husband, and that's why she had the bia. Rashi as well says that the case over there of shogeg, in which case the woman is muteres, it also involves a case where the man, the boil, thought it was his wife. In other words, both parties to this bia thought they were having bia with a different person. The boil thought he was having bia with his wife. And the nivelas, the woman, the sota, thought she was having a bia with her husband. And both of them were shogegim, in essence. And therefore, Rashi there says, in that case, there is no iser baal, and as well, there wouldn't be an iser boil. So the Birka Yosef and Evan Ezra Simon Yud Aleph is medayik from Rashi. The fact that Rashi goes out of its way to portray the case in which not only is the woman shogegas, but also that the boil is shogeg, that might be mashma that the Rashi held like this Yerushalmi, that in the event that either party was mezid, even if the woman of shogegas with the boil was mezid, then the woman would become usher to the boil, and then iser boil, since the boil was mezid on business. Now, many achronim raise a problem from a well-known sugya in Ksubis on this Yerushalmi, the Beis Shmuel, and Ebn Ezra Simeon Aleph, as well as the Mishnah Melech, and the Birka Yosef there, raise a kasha that L'chor the Bavli seems to be not like this Yerushalmi. The Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Tesim and Aleph, in the sugya of Pesach Pasuach, there the Gemara has a tzad to say that a woman has only become usher on her baal when there is kina v'stira, ukemaisa shahaya. Just as is in the maisa of David and Basheva, where David, even though he was boil Basheva, Basheva, even though she was at that time married to Uriah, Basheva remained mutter to David. And the reason the Gemara suggests is because Uriah had not been mekana, his wife Basheva, from having stira with David, and therefore since there was no kinui in stira, then Basheva remained muteres to David. The Gemara there asks, but what does that help? Even if there is no kina v'stira, but there it was known either to David himself or to others that there was bias. So even though there wasn't a kina in a stira that preceded the maisa bia of David with Basheva, but there was it was known that there was in fact a bia between David and Basheva. So how could Basheva in any event remain muteres to David? So the Gemara offers two answers. The second answer is more famous. The Gemara there says, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, get creases kosev lishta, that when Uriah sent out to war, he wrote a get to his wife Basheva, and therefore, in essence, she was not a married woman at the time that David was boil her, and therefore she remained muteres to David. However, the first answer of the Gemara is that onosaya, is that Basheva did not consent to the maisa bia with David. David, to some degree, forced her to be nevelas to him, and because Basheva was nevelas ba'ones, the Gemara indicates that therefore she remains muter to David. So l'chora, this is a steer to the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that even though one of the parties is shogeges, or shogeg, so long as the other party involved was mezid, there will be an iser le-boil. And for example, in this case, where the boil was David, was mezid, you know the isha, who was Basheva, was shogeges, the Yerushalmi says, there will be an iser boil because the man was mezana be-mezid. The boil was mezana be-mezid. He should not be rewarded and not have the iser boil be placed on him. But the Bavli says not like that. The Bavli, in fact, says that because Basheva was anusa, then we do not say that the iser boil to David would be chal. How can we shtim this Yerushalmi? So the first thing we can say, and this is well the Mishnah Melech and the Birka Yosef consider, is that the Yerushalmi held the second teretz of the Gemara in Ksubis, that the reason why Basheva was muteres to David is not because she was anusa, but because she was in fact divorced at that time from Uriah. She had received a get from Uriah before he went out to battle, and therefore we can still maintain the psak of the Yerushalmi that if the woman is anusa, but the boil is bemezid, then there will be an iser leboil. So in theory, we could still maintain the Yerushalmi with the second teretz of the Gemara in Ksubis. The problem is, many Rishonim indicate that in fact we are nokia like the first teretz of the Bavli, even though we have a first Rishonim like the second teretz, one would have thought the Yachronim point out, that if the Yerushalmi is, so to speak, being machriya between the Terutzim and being noke, that the second Teretz is correct, that the Yerushalmi would not paskin the first Teretz. However, the Tosus in several places seems to say, we do paskin the first Teretz. For example, Tosus in Yevamos Daf Lamed Hey writes clearly that when a woman is nivelas ba'ones, she is not only mutter to the Baal, she's also mutter to the Baal. And Tosus adds on a svara for it. He says that it's not mistaver, we should be more machmir with regard to the Isser Baal than in Isser Baal. The same way when a woman is shogeges, even if the Baal is mazed, but because of the pasuk of Hilon its pasa, that we darshan to say that their ones is niftar, is does not have the Isser of Baal, which is chal, as a result of that bias ones. Similarly, Tosus says it's mistaver, we shouldn't be more machmir on the Baal and say that his bia, even if it's mazed, will aser him to the woman, since the woman was shogeges. If she's not aser to the Baal, says Tosus, why should she be answered to the Boyle? This svar is also mentioned by the Rush in Yevamos. And we see as well the Tosus and the Piskei Tosus in Shabbos, Naftan Vav, where the story of David and Mashev is also recounted. They say very clearly, Lamaisa, that a woman who is Niv'eles Ba'ones is mutter to the Baal and to the Boyle. So again, why did they pass it against the Mefarshei Yerushalmi that even if the woman is Anusa, but since the Boyle was Bemezid, there is an Isser Boyle? Why did they pass it against that Yerushalmi, in particular because there are two Terutzim in the Bavli, and it could be the Bavli's second Teretz agrees with the Yerushalmi? And even though we're Medayik from Rashi and Afrav Ches, that he seems to hold like Yerushalmi, the Birkei Yosef points out, Rashi in Nida, Daf Nun Beis, is not Mashma the way Rashi there is Mashma, that there will not be an Isser on the Boyle, the same way there's no Isser on the Baal, in an instance of Ones. So the Birkei Yosef makes reference to the Tshuvas Knesses Yechezkel, who tries to offer Mahalach. He says there's going to be a difference between the case of David HaMelech with Bathsheba and Uriah, where Uriah ended up dying, and he was not, in fact, Megarish Bathsheba. That wasn't what happened as a result of the Bia that David had with her, as opposed to a case where, as a result of the Isra Sota, the Baal is Megarish his wife. If the Baal is Megarish his wife as a result of this Nos, even though he might not have had to because it was Ba'ones, but if the Baal decides to do that, so then we hold the Baal responsible, says the Knesset Yechezkel, and we say that because of his Gerushin, the Baal was now divorced his wife, and he is held accountable to have an Isra Baal. He cannot now reap the benefit, so to speak, of having the woman be a Miscareshes by saying that there's no Isra Baal, even though, again, the woman was Ba'ones, but because the Baal was Bemezid, he was Mazana Bemezid, he cannot be rewarded and be allowed to marry this woman. And therefore, if the Baal ends up divorcing his wife as a result of this Bia Ba'ones, then the Isra Baal will exist. However, in the story of David, where Uriah did not divorce his wife, Uriah died, then David would remain Muteres to Bathsheba, because since, at the end of the day, the Boel's Maisa, so to speak, did no harm, because anyway, the Baal died, then we will allow the Boel to remain Muteres to the Isha, since she was Anusa, and he did not create an Isra on the Baal in the interim. This is a Chiddush, says the Birkei Yosef, because L'chora, the Isra Boel should not be totally on what happens later. Either it is or is not Chal at the time. It's not likely. The Torah said we should wait and see what happens if the Baal decides to divorce or if the Baal dies. Therefore, this is, even though in theory, this would be Miyashe of the Yerushalmi with the story of David, it is a Chiddush to say that's what the Rishonim understood. So the Mishnah Melech and the Birkei Yosef attempt to be Miyashev by saying that if we examine the end of the Yerushalmi, which is quoted in our Tosus, we'll find that in fact there is a cholek on this Shita of the Yerushalmi. In the last couple lines of Tosus, he quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who made a drasha from the pasuk of Latama Ba, that Hadavar Tali Ba, Im Haisem Mezida Asura, Shogegas Muteres, that the Isuri Sota are all going to be Tali on what the woman was. Whether the woman was Shogegas or Mezida, that is going to dictate whether or not the Isurim of Sota, Bain on the Baal, Bain on the Baal, will come along. And the Birkei Yosef, in fact, quotes several Rishonim in that Sugya there in Ksubis, he quotes from the Ra'ah and from the Ramban, who seem to say that's really the Svara, the Lumdus, which is lying behind what the Gemara there in Ksubis said. When the Gemara there said that Bathsheba was Anusa, and therefore she remains Muteres to David, the Svara was because Hakol Toliba. In other words, if the woman is a Sota, if the woman is attempting, is Mezida, in a malicious fashion, to deviate from her Baal and be mezana with someone else, so then the parasha of Sota exists, and then we slap on the woman Isser Baal and Isser Boyle, even if the Boyle himself was innocent, the Baal thought that he was doing something which was okay. But if the woman was forced, if the woman was not trying to and not attempting in a malicious way, was not mezida to be a Sota from her husband, to be Moyle in her husband, so that even though the Boyle did something very terrible, he was mezid, he was mezana with an Ashes Ish, but there's no parasha Sota. The parasha Sota is only said in instances where the woman had a kavana, had a situation of mezid, and in those situations, then the Torah said there's an Isra Baal, an Isra Baal. But other than that, even though the Baal did a Maisa Avera Gemura, but the parasha parasha of sota doesn't exist. The parasha of sota only exists when the woman is a sota. If the woman is sota from her husband and mazid, then there is an iser. If she's not, then there isn't. That's the story of the Rishonim seem to say. Mela, it doesn't matter whether the boyel was mazid or not. The only thing that matters is whether or not the isha was mazida. And that's in fact what the drasha is. The Mishnah Melech points out that this seems to be an extra drasha. Why don't we simply learn from the pasuk of Hilo Nitpasa? We mentioned earlier that the woman is not a sura from a bias ones. Mishnah Melech says, no, that's good for what Rishonim has come to say, that we don't really care whether or not there is onus on the part of the boyel. The only thing that matters, what was the woman's intentions? Was the woman trying to be nitma? Was she trying to contaminate herself with this nus with another man or not? Was she bishogig? And if she was bishogig, even if the man had intentions to be boyel her bemezid, there's no parsha sota, and therefore there's no iser on the boyel. The Berak Yosef said that could also be pshat and tosis, even though we saw tosis had a svara, that whenever there's no iser labal, there's no iser labayel. That could also mean what these Rishonim are saying, that the iser is going to be totally on the woman, that the type of bia which will aser a woman on her husband is also the type of bia which will aser on her boil. There's no reason to say that there's any parsha of sota that exists with only one, not the other. So the same way the Torah is memayit, that type of bia from the iser baal, where it's ones or shogeg, from because the woman did not have intention to be a sota, so as well, the iser of boil, which is included in the parsha of sota, which we learn in our Mishnah from the other word of anitma in the parsha, is also not said where the woman is not a sota, but rather she is anusa or shogeges. Now, if you recall back in Afchafei, we discussed the shayla of a boel sheni that the Achronim debated, a situation where the woman is already a sota, she was already a sur and her husband as a result of the first bia to a boel rishon. And now, there is a boel sheni who is not causing any additional iser of the woman on her husband. Do we there say that there should be an iser boel? And the Achronim bepashtus were machria, based on the Gemara there in Afchafei, as well as the one in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Aleph, that the woman does become Asr on the Baal Sheni, even though the Baal Sheni was not the cause of the Isra on the Baal, but because his Bia would have Asr'd the woman on her husband had he been the Baal Rishon. The Birka Yosef, in that same Aramokim, in Evan Ezra Simeon Aleph, discusses a case where the Baal Sheni was Shogig. In other words, Baal Sheni was, as Rashi Nachav Ches described, unaware that this was a married woman. He thought this was his wife, and that wasn't where the Bia took place. And in addition, the woman had already been Asura to her husband as a result of a previous Znos. So here, perhaps, we should have said that since, as we noted, the Svara of Tosfos in Yevamos was that Ones and Shogeg should not be Asur to the Boel, should not create an Isra LaBoel, because we should not be more Machmer on the Isra LaBoel than on the Isra LaBoel. So the Birka Yosef wonders, maybe we should say that here, because anyway, this Bia is not creating a Isra on the Baal, because the Baal was already ushered to the woman as a result of the first Bia with the Boel Rishon, and the Boel Sheni can't be held accountable because he was Shogeg. So perhaps here we should say that even though the woman is Mezida, since the Boel is not doing anything to the Baal, and he himself was innocent, there's no reason to say that there's an Isser on the Boel. However, the Berak Yosef concludes that this is not the case, inasmuch as we explained that really Hakol Toli Ba, everything is totally on whether or not the woman was a Sota. So even though it's true the woman is already a Sota, she had already become Usr and her Baal, but this Maisisness is also another Maisa of being a Sota, and therefore it has all these Surma of Sota that we can possibly be Mecha. The same way in every Baal Sheni, the Rachonim concluded that there will be an Isra on the Boel when the woman, even though the woman is ready Usr on her husband. Similarly here, even when the Boel is innocent, the Boel was a Shogeg, and he's not, in addition, causing any extra Surma on the Baal, because the woman is ready Usr on the Baal as a result of the Baal Rishon, but still, since Hakol Toli Ba, everything is totally on whether the woman is a sota or not. Here, this woman is a sota. She is acting in a way which is metame herself from her husband. And therefore, all these surim, which can be mechel in this bia, the isurim boel, those will come along and they will create an isra on the Baal Sheni, even though the Baal Sheni was shogeg. So that's the maskana of the Birka Yosef, that we do in fact paskin like the Gemara and Shabbos. And even the Tosfos had a svar that we're not more machmer on the Isra Boyel than on the Isra Baal, he will agree that Hakol Tola B'Isha. If the Isha is a Mezida, if the Isha is a Sota, then all these Surim and the Parsha apply. If the Isha is not a Sota, the Isha is Shogegas, and even if the Boyel was a Mezid, then we will say like the Maskar of the Ushami, that Hakol Tola B'Isha, and even though the Boyel was a Mezid, we will say she's Muteris to the Boyel because the woman was Shogegas. So to sum up, the Yushalmi seem to be Masha Bepashtos, that a woman who's Niv'eles Be'ones, or if the man was an Ones on the Shogeg on the Bia, there still is an Isra Bia. We asked, the Achronim asked from the Gemara in Ksubis, it says that David and Basheva was an Ones, and therefore Basheva was Muteres to David. Even though the Gemara there has another teretz, the Rishonim seem to be noket the first teretz of the Gemara, and Tosfos and Yevamos explain the svar is because we're not more machmer in the Isser Boil than in the Isser Baal. So the Knesset Yecheskel tried to be mechalik on whether or not the man in fact divorced his wife as a result of this of the bia, and then we do in fact have an Isser Boil, or he died. That's in the case of Uriah with Bathsheba. The Birki Yosef and Mishamach said no, that in fact there is a cholik in the Yerushalmi to end, as Artosis brings, that I call Tali B'Isha. This is as well the svar of many Rishonim and Ksubis, that whenever the Isha is Mezida, she's a Sota, she's trying to be Matami herself from her husband, then we say the Parsha of Sota with all the relevant Yisurim are pertinent to the Boil. However, if the Isha is Anusa or Shogegas, even if the Boil was Mezid, we will not have the Parsha of Sota, and that's a Pshat in David and Bathsheba, because Bathsheba was Anusa, even though David was a Mezid, there was no Isser, and even the Yerushalmi agrees that at the end of the day, as well, the Birki Yosef said, Bel Sheni will have the same halachos, even if the Isha is already Asura on her husband, that does not important. What's important is whether she's a Sota. Being a Sota means trying to be Nita from her husband, and even in Bel Sheni, that is the case, and therefore there will be an Isser Boil, even if the Boil is a Shogeg. We'll conclude with one more Ha'ara, the Rashash, and the Tosas there in Ksubis Daf Tes, seems to have learned that what's important in the Isser Boil is not whether or not that this type of bia would have asered, whether or not it makes the Isser into the woman into a sota theoretically, that will be the type of bia will aser the boil or not. But he seems to have learned more literally that in fact, whenever there is an Isser in the Baal, then there's an Isser in the Boil. Whenever there isn't, then there is not. That's because the Rashash there says, and even in a case where the Bia was bemezid, that wasn't a reason to say the Boil was not Nesar. And he knows, in fact, the Bia took place, but the Baal doesn't know. The Baal is not aware whether or not the woman during the steer had the Bia or not. And the Baal doesn't trust the Boil to say that, in fact, it was Bia. So even though the Baal knows the truth, that he, in fact, was Ban the Isha, he remains muteris to the woman. That's because since the Baal doesn't believe him, and there's no Eden that know that the Boil, in fact, made a woman aser on her Baal. The mice of the Baal can be noket that she's still muteris. So the Boil, even though he knows the truth, can also continue with the heter of Boil and not say there's an Isra Boil, since the mice there's no Isra on the Baal. And Rashash and Sefer Avi Ezri is mitameim od. The Rashash says he wants to pass in this even halacha lamaisa. If the Baal knows that there was Bia, but the Baal doesn't know, the Baal remains a mutter to the Isha. Rashash says certainly this is not true. We're not interested in whether or not Befoyal, the Baal created an Isra on the Baal. All we need is whether or not the type of Bia that the Baal and the Sota had would have asked on the Baal. That's enough to ask on the Baal. That's lachor in line with the Birki Yosef and the Mishnah Melech we mentioned that we don't need Befoyal an Isra on the Baal, all we need is a type of bia, which would make the Isha into a Sota, and therefore in all the cases we examine, the case of Baal Sheni, in the case of Anusa, the only thing that matters is whether or not this bia would have asered this woman on her husband and made her into a Sota, not whether befoyal she became aser on her husband.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.